These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Well, do they? Let's find out and meet the team.
I'm Yvonne, I'm 42, and I'm a caravan warden from Dumfries.
I'm Richard, I'm 40, and I'm a psychiatric nurse from Newcastle-on-the-Lyme.
I'm Sarah, I'm 34, and I'm an English teacher from Halifax.
I'm Carol, I'm 65, I'm a retired head of school from Cardiff.
So there they are. Now, one by one, they will try and bring as much money as they can down the board and into the team prize fund. But as ever, hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they will go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Yvonne. Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Caravan warden.
Yes.
What's that?
It's looking after a caravan park and everybody that's on it.
So, like, holiday.
Yeah, holiday. Yeah, holiday caravans, camping.
Cool, great.
Holiday homes.
Now, if you won some money, Yvonne, what would you do with it?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, sure.
I would have a gastric band.
Right. And how much is one of them?
It's about sort of 7,000.
How much?
About 7,000.
Is it really?
Mm,
Can't you just really tie it in an old belt or something?
Just silver maple or something.
Well, I tell you what we'll do then. Let's see if we can get you that 7K.
Thank you very much.
Why not? Here's the first hurdle you've got to get over. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000 and your time starts now. The songs Pinball Wizard and Acid Queen feature in what rock opera?
Tommy.
Correct. Which captain's crew included Tom the cabin boy and Master Mate?
Pass.
Captain Pugwash. Who was the second man to set foot on the moon?
Pass.
Buzz Aldrin. Judge Dredd first appeared in what British comic?
The Dandy.
2000 AD. In 2000, which American sisters won the Olympic tennis doubles title?
Venus and Serena Williams.
Correct. Which singer married music producer Swizz Beatz in 2010?
Pass.
Alicia Keys. The film Brief Encounter was based on a play by which writer?
Pass.
Noel Coward. The island of Sardinia is part of what country?
Italy.
Correct. In 1961, which football pool's winner said she was going to spend?
Pass.
Viv Nicholson. The French name for what dessert means burnt cream?
Creme brulee.
Correct. To join something that has suddenly become popular is to jump on the...
Bandwagon.
Correct. What group had a number one in 78 with YMCA?
Village People?
Yes, right within the time. Not quite 7,000, but £6,000.
That's fantastic.
It's great, isn't
great.
It? Well, all we've got to do now is keep hold of that money and get it back through to the final chase. Yvonne, it's time to face the chaser. But who will you be up against today? Will it be Anne Hegarty, the governess? You know, she represents Scotland in the quiz world. In quizzes, she does, yeah. And tossing the caber. Or will it be the big bad beast, Mark Babette? He packs a punch like he packs his lunch, and that is massive. Don't worry about that. Or will it be top barrister Sean Wallace, the man who's got everything to play for, just no one to play with? Ah, oh, so miserable. So, you ready?
Yes.
It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it's the Dark Destroyer himself, the barrister, the mastermind champ. It's old Misery Guts. It's Sean Wallace.
Good afternoon, Yvonne.
Afternoon, Sean.
That was a slightly nervous start, but you picked up.
Thank you.
You say that you want a gastric band.
Yes.
Don't worry, I'll be here to cut you down to size.
Just put some money on the table. Yvonne, there you are. You've got £6,000, all right? And if you wish to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£18,000.
Very nice opening gambit. Oh, my God, she says, oh, my God. Better have a chat with your team, Yvonne.
OK. What do you think, guys?
Maybe stay with the six,
yeah,
I would
say. Yeah, I'd say the same, yeah.
You've got a lot of confidence. You can do the six.
Wow, that's a very prudent team, I have to say. So, I'm going to need a decision from you, Yvonne. What'll it be?
Stick with the six.
You're going to stick with the six?
Yeah.
Well, fine. I think that's possibly wise, being the first one out. Chaser.
Very wise, I think. But I'm still going to catch you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We shall see. Let's get that money home, shall we, Yvonne? For £6,000, the chase is on. Wish you luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these peaks is highest? Is it A, Slieve Donard, B, Snowdon, or C, Scarfell Pike? You put Snowdon.
Yeah, it's quite high.
I don't know anything about them, do you?
No, not really, I don't.
Is that a guess?
That's a slight guess.
Correct answer is... yes! The chaser has put... yes, he knows his stuff. Doing great there, first one out.
Yeah,
good.
That's good.
That is good.
It's really good.
It's really good. You've got a bit of a nervous, mad laugh there at the minute, Yvonne. You'll be fine, you'll be fine, don't worry. Here's your next question. Which musical is based on the H.G. Wells novel Kipps? Is it A, The Student Prince, B, Half a Sixpence, or C, Carousel? You've put The Student Prince. Why did you put that?
I'll be honest, I've never heard of it. I've never heard of Kipps.
Ah,
no,
right.
Which is a wee bit of a disadvantage.
It is, yeah. To be fair. It's the name of a character.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've put The Student Prince. Correct answer is... Half Sixpence, Tommy Steele. You stay where you are. The chaser has put... of course, Half a Sixpence.
That's right. He played the draper's assistant who came into a fortune.
Yes, indeed. Here's your next question. In October 2010, how many miners were rescued from the San Jose mine in Chile? A, 27, B, 30, C, 33. You've put 33.
I think it's either 30 or 33. I hope it's 33.
The correct answer is B, 33. Yes, well played, Yvonne, well done. The chaser has put... 33, yeah.
Yeah, and it was called Camp Hope, remember?
Thank you very much. Of course it was. Here's your next question. Which of these tennis stars plays left-handed? A, Andy Murray, B, Roger Federer, C, Rafael Nadal. You put Roger Federer. Isn't this peculiar? Now, I've watched all of them play.
I have.
And I, for the life of me, I didn't know either of any of them were left-handed.
I know Andy Murray's not.
No. Between Federer and Nadal.
I'm sure it's Federer.
Come on, Eva. Correct answer is... Nadal. Ouch. Got to stay where we are. The chaser has put... yeah, of course he's put Nadal. Loves his sport.
Yes. Current reigning Olympic champion. And he also won the US Open for the very first time in 2010.
Thank you for that. Right, Yvonne, we're in a bit of a pickle.
We are.
Next question coming up. Come on, let's do it. William Broad is the real name of which singer? A, Billy Fury, B, Billy Idol, C, Billy Joel. You put... Billy Fury. How sure are you of that?
I'm not sure of any of them.
Right. If it's Billy Fury, we're all right. If it's wrong, we're in danger of going out. Is it Billy Fury? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back. Yvonne here from Dumfries is in a bit of a pickle. Before the break, I asked the question, William Broad is the real name of which singer? Yvonne said Billy Fury. Now, if that's right, we're still in the game. If it's wrong, of course, well, the chaser's a step behind us and ready to pounce. The correct answer is...
Oh, no,
Billy Idol. Right, we need the chaser to be wrong, and the chaser has put... be wrong. Oh, I'm so sorry, Yvonne. I'm so sorry. Chaser.
You're very unlucky with that last question, actually.
I didn't have a clue.
Very unlucky. I think it's Ron Wycherley is Billy Fury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yvonne, I am so sorry, darling. However, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Cheers, Yvonne. Bye-bye. Made short work of that, sir.
And I'm going to make short work of the rest of them.
Not good news for Richard, because he's up next. Welcome, Richard.
Thanks, Bradley.
You all right?
So.
Yeah. Nervous. Another one bit nervous.
Yeah, just a bit.
So, what are your strongest subjects, Richard?
I would say sport and music. I'm quite musical. I play the organ for two of my local churches and I listen to a lot of music as well.
Excellent stuff. What sort of music do you like?
All sorts, really. You know, Coldplay, Kaiser Chiefs, Black Eyed Peas.
Fantastic.
Kylie,
yeah, all right. If you won some money, what would you spend your winnings on?
I'd love to go to Australia and New Zealand. I've got family and friends out there, and I'd love to go and see what the countries are like and, you know, call in on them.
Well, I wish you luck with this.
Thank you.
Richard, your time starts now. What was the stage name of comedian born John Eric Bartholomew in 1926?
Pass.
Eric Morecambe. Who resigned as Conservative Party leader in 1990?
Maggie Thatcher.
Correct. What roasted beans give Tia Maria its flavour?
Coffee.
Correct. What word for a person in charge of finance in a school comes from the Latin for purse?
Bursa.
Correct. What creature features on the Liverpool Football Club's badge?
Lion.
No, it's a liver bird. The island of Hispaniola is divided between Haiti and what other country?
Spain.
No, Dominican Republic. On TV, D.S. James Hathaway assists which detective inspector?
Lewis.
Correct. HB and 2B are grades of what writing implement?
Pencil.
Correct. A painting by Delacroix features on the cover of what Coldplay album?
Pass.
Viva la Vida. What film sequel is subtitled Dead Man's Chest?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Correct. According to the proverb, never look a gift horse in the...
mouth.
Correct. £7,000. Not bad at all. Happy with that?
Yeah, quite pleased with that, yeah.
All right, then. Let's take some money to the table. It's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, Sean.
I was quite impressed with that performance.
And in the words of Randy Bachman, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
We'll see.
You don't look like a rocker, I have to say, Richard.
No.
But you're going for
I'm
it.
I'm not.
Let's put some money on the table, mate. There's your 7K. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£500.
I'm not sure about that. If you want to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
a very inviting £21,000.
Inviting it is as well. £21,000. Better have a chat with your team, Richard.
What do we think, team?
Well, the lower amount is an insult.
Yeah.
You did so well. You conquered your nerves. I don't really think... Yeah, I think you should stay in the middle.
I would agree.
I agree, yeah.
Thank you, team.
Play safe and stay with the £7,000.
Are you?
Yeah.
Fair enough, Richard. Thank you very much. £7,000 it is. Chaser.
I know you want to go down under, but I'm going to make sure that you go down.
Ooh, that's fighting talk.
It is indeed. Richard, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck, Richard.
Thanks.
Here's your first question. By the number of native speakers, what is the most spoken language in the world? Is it A, Mandarin Chinese, B, Spanish, or C, English? You've put... got to be Mandarin's Chinese, yeah.
I remember reading once that it was. I just hope that still applies, because it's a long time ago.
Correct answer is... yeah, brilliant, well played. A great start. Chaser has put... knows his stuff. Here's your next question. Which South African golfer won the 2010 Open Championship? A, Trevor Immelman. B, Retief Goosen. Or C, Louis Oosterhuizen. You've put... Oosterhuizen.
My dad and older brother are big golf fans. I'm not, but I was watching it because they got it on.
Correct answer is... Yeah, well played. Doing great. Chase has put... Yeah, big sports fan.
Yeah, he virtually led from start to finish, really. Yeah, he played superb.
He did. He was very, very good golfer. Right. Here's your next question. Catherine of Valois was the wife of which king of England? A, Richard I. B, Edward III. C, Henry V. You've put Henry V.
Total guesswork, I've never heard of her.
It's a whole education show, I love it. Because I'd never heard of her, and she's probably never heard of me. That's neither here nor there. Correct answer is... Yeah, brilliant, well played. Down the table you come. The chase has put... Henry V.
As a result of the Battle of Agincourt, he married Catherine of Valois as a result of the Treaty of Troyes in 1420. And there's a very famous scene in Shakespeare's Henry V where he woos her in French.
Ah, thank you for that. Here's next question. Phil Drabble presented which TV show for 17 years? A, Gardener's World, B, Come Dancing, C, One Man and His Dog. You put One Man and His Dog. Do you know this?
90% certain, yeah.
Right. Correct answer is... It is One Man and His Dog. You're doing great, Richard. Should have gone for the bigger amount.
Well, I'm amazed.
The chaser has put One Man and His Dog. See, he knows everything.
I used to watch it.
Right. Hopefully this is going to be your last question because that means you've got it right and you're through to the final chase. Here's your next question. Which comic book and film hero has a girlfriend called Dale Arden? A, Superman. B, Captain Marvel. C, Flash Gordon. You've put Flash Gordon.
Certain.
Right, to go through with $7,000, correct answer is... Yes, well played, Richard. Put it there, mate. Stay there. Stay there, mate. Hey, beaten.
Apart from that lucky guess with Catherine of Valois, you played very well. But...
Thank you.
You should have gone for the higher offer.
Yeah.
Well done, Richard. Take your place in the final chase. Did well, girls, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, excellent
well
stuff.
Brilliant.
Very good. And next to face the chaser is Sarah. Welcome, Sarah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
And now, have to say, you look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I love your outfit.
Thank you.
Sort of 40s and
50s. Yeah, 40s and 50s, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the sort of thing you're into?
Yeah, I like to dress a little bit retro, yeah.
All right. If you won some money, what would you spend your winnings on?
I'd take me and my boyfriend on a holiday.
And where would you go?
Oh, anywhere, just as long as it's hot. Maybe a Greek island or something like that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, I wish you luck. Let's see if we can build up some cash to get you to that Greek island, shall we? Your time starts now. Who was the first chairman of TV's Question Time?
Pass.
Robin Day. What Soviet secret police was founded in 1954?
The SS.
KGB. Chasnay Lewis was a member of what girl group?
All Saints.
Correct. What new town incorporated the old villages of Stony Stratford, Wolverton and Bletchley?
Milton Keynes.
Correct. Atticus Finch is the hero of what Harper Lee novel?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Correct. What's the chemical formula of sulfur dioxide?
Pass.
SO2. What species was the bird Goldie who escaped from London Zoo in 1965?
An eagle.
I'll give you that. It was Golden Eagle. I'll give you that. Who won an Oscar for directing Schindler's List?
Pass.
Spielberg. In 1759, which politician and anti-slavery campaigner was born in Hull?
Pass.
William Wilberforce. Who plays a TV character called Miley Stewart?
Pass.
Miley Cyrus. Good Morgen means good morning in what language?
German.
Correct. Torval and Dean won Olympic gold in what city?
Atlanta.
Oh, no, Sarajevo. Never mind, Sarah. Very good indeed. £5,000.
Thank you.
Sarah, it's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hello.
Now, she must be one of the best dressed contestants we've ever had on the show.
My sentiments, exactly, sir.
You know who she reminds me of? Dieter Von Teese.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like the way she dresses very much.
I think you might have a soft spot for her. I think you might be lenient in this chase.
I don't do soft spots.
Let's put some money on the table. There it is, 5K. Yeah. If you want to take a step closer to home, Sarah, the chaser will offer you...
£500.
£500, OK. If you want to take a step closer to him, though, he will offer you...
£25,000.
Ooh, very nice indeed. Have a chat with your team.
What do you think?
I'd say stay on the £5,000, but if you don't feel confident, take a step close to home. It's left with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's up to you how you feel.
All right.
But you're certainly doing really well, so...
Yeah, definitely.
OK.
Thank you, team.
Thank you. Well, as tempted as I am by the 25,000, I'm just going to stick with the five.
You are?
Yes.
That's fine. Yes. £5,000 it is. Chaser?
I'm still going to catch you.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I think the team are playing it very safe. In fact, Richard, you were sort of giving the advice, go down to the 500.
Depending on how she felt, how confident she felt, really.
Well, that's very magnanimous. However, got to get past this, yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sarah, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. The Caribbean island of Aruba is a self-governing part of which European country? A, Spain. B, Portugal. C, the Netherlands. You put... Spain.
Total guess.
Really?
Yeah, don't have a clue.
Correct answer is... the Netherlands. You've got to stay where you are. The chaser has put... Netherlands. Don't worry, don't worry. Early days yet. Here's your next question.
Okay.
In the 1990s, the character Chef from South Park had a number one hit with which song? A, Hot Spicy Sausage. B, Fresh Juicy Melons. Or C, Chocolate Salty Balls. I'm so sorry, forgive me.
It's fine.
You put... chocolate salty balls.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I just knew the answer. It definitely is chocolate salty balls.
It's not fresh juicy
melons.
It's
not fresh juicy melons, no. It's chocolate salty balls.
The correct answer is... oh, thank goodness for that. You take a step closer to home.
Yeah.
The chaser has put... yeah, the same thing.
It's sung by Isaac Hayes, the late, great Isaac Hayes.
Oh, yeah, good old Isaac.
Yeah.
Here's your next question, quickly. The term a la crazy refers to a dish cooked or garnished with which vegetable? A, carrot. B, parsnip. Or C, beetroot. You put... parsnip. Do you know this?
No, and I have actually got an A-level in French, so I probably should know it, but I don't.
Correct answer is... carrot.
Yeah.
Staying where you are, the chase has put... yeah, carrot. Sarah, he's now one step behind us.
Yeah.
Next question coming up. Come on, let's do it. In May 1941, the German battleship Bismarck was sunk by torpedoes fired by which Royal Navy vessel? A, Ark Royal. B, the Dorsetshire. Or C, the Hood. You've put... the Ark Royal, because...
I just guessed that one again.
Really?
Yeah, not my questions, these, I don't think.
It was a big deal in the Second World War, this.
I wasn't there.
No, although your dress probably was.
Yes, probably.
To stay in the game, the correct answer is... the Dorsetshire. Which means we've got to stay where we are. If the chaser is right, we're out of the game. If he's wrong, we live to fight another day. Should we see what the chaser's put?
Yeah.
Right. After the break, eh? Well, welcome back to the chase. Sarah here in a cracking outfit. Is in a bit of a dilemma. Before the break, I asked her the question. In May 1941, the German battleship Bismarck was sunk by torpedoes from which British ship? Now, Sarah said that it was the Ark Royal. Correct answer was Dorsetshire. And if the chase is correct, well, then we're out. The chaser has put... Are you kidding? How did you get that wrong? Did you press the wrong button?
I didn't, actually. I know the Ark Royal itself was around in 1941 and the Hood was sunk itself. But I thought the Ark Royal sunk the Bismarck before it sunk itself.
That's extraordinary. You live to fight another day. That's good news. Next question coming up. Come on, let's do it. In which country was the author Hans Christian Andersen born? A, Sweden. B, Denmark. C, Norway. You put Denmark.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Happy with that, yes.
Correct answer is... Absolutely. Take a step closer to home. The chaser has put... Of course, Denmark. Played in the film by...
Danny Kaye.
Yeah, Danny Kaye. Here's the next question.
OK.
What is the name of the agent played by the actor Hugo Weaving in the Matrix films? A, Smith. B, Jones. C, Brown. You put... Smith.
I have seen The Matrix, but I really wasn't sure on this one at all.
Correct answer is... Well played, ooh. Smith it is. The chaser has put... Ooh, great stuff!
I've never seen the film.
Fantastic.
Never seen The Matrix.
He's a wonderful actor, Hugo Weaving. Really, really good. Here's your next question. How many prime numbers are on a dartboard? A, 7, B, 8, C, 9. Ooh. It's not enough time to work it out. You put 8.
I'm an English teacher, not a maths teacher.
No, indeed. Correct answer is...
Oh.
8. That's excellent stuff. One more question, we're home. The chaser has put... Also 8.
Yes. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17 and 19. Remember, number 2 is the only even prime number.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Come on, Sarah, let's get out.
Yeah.
In what city is the University of the West of England? A, Bristol. B, Exeter. C, Worcester. You've put Bristol.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Fairly. I didn't think it was Exeter. It could be Worcester.
Correct answer is to go through with £5,000. Yes! Brilliant stuff. Well played.
Ooh. Oh, you got away there.
It was close.
Fantastic. Well played. Sarah. Well, you're through to the final chase. Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
£12,000 in the total prize fund. Tut, tut, tut.
Got away with that one there.
Brilliant. Richard and Sarah through. Last to face the chaser, it's Carol. Right. Welcome. Now, if you won some money, Carol, what would you do with that?
Well, it's going into the 2012 fund, which is to go to the Olympic Games.
Right.
And instead of sitting up at the top on the £20 seats, I want to be down below in the £2,000 seats.
I see. Mm. Very, very good. Another couple of quid, you might even get in the team. Are you ready? Are you good at any sports, by the way?
I used to play golf.
Really? Mm. What's your handicap?
My husband.
Right, Carol. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What Ian McEwan novel is about doomed lovers Cecilia Tallis and Robbie Turner?
Pass.
Atonement. In 1980, who became Prime Minister of Zimbabwe?
Robert Mugabe.
Correct. In Dad's Army, whose wife is called Elizabeth?
Mannering.
Yes, correct. Which pop star hits with Don't Stop the Music and Take a Bow?
Pass.
Rihanna. Which brothers starred in the film Duck Soup?
Marks.
Yes, correct. What national newspaper was the first in Britain to publish Sudoku puzzles?
Express.
The Times. What pre-decimalisation coin was equal to 2.5 pence today?
Sixpence.
Correct. In what city did the Pompidou Centre open in 1977?
Paris.
Correct. In what Alexandre Dumas novel is the title character imprisoned in Chateau d'If?
Count of Monte Cristo.
Correct. What Lloyd Webber musical features the song Memory?
Cats.
Correct. In 1988, which Monty Python member went around the world in 80 days?
Oh gosh, I can't remember his name. Sorry.
Michael Palin. Mm. $7,000, though, Carol.
Thank you.
Very, very good indeed. Let's see if we can get you to the Olympics. It's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon, Sean.
That was a very good, steady performance, I thought.
Thank you.
Wants the ticket for the Olympics.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think yours was a little bit shaky on the last game, you see, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in for the high jump. Hey, let's put some money on the table, Carol. £7,000. However, if you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£100.
But if you want to take a step closer to the chaser and be right next to the action, he will offer you...
£20,012.
Have a chat to your team, Carol. Very good.
What do you think, team?
You did very well.
Yeah. At least stay on the £7,000, I'd say, and depending on how much of a gambler you are, you know, take a step closer.
Sarah?
At the £100, I would just throw it back in Sean's face, quite frankly.
Definitely.
Play it safe and maybe stick with the...
Yeah, I think so. Thanks very much.
Thank you, team.
I'll stay at seven, please.
Yes?
Yes.
So, £7,000, it is Carol Chaser.
I'm disappointed there. I think you've got a lot to offer. Should have come a bit closer.
Carol, for £7,000, the chase is on. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Here comes your first question. Django Reinhardt was an acclaimed player of which instrument? A, guitar, B, piano, C, trumpet. You put piano. You know this?
Somewhere at the back of my mind, I think. I'm not sure.
Correct answer is... it's guitar. Staying where you are, the chaser has put... yes, guitar, and immediately closes the gap.
I believe he's from Belgium, I believe, yeah. Django Reinhardt.
Django Reinhardt. Here's your next question. Come on, Carl, let's get him right. Which American first lady had the middle name Kermit? A, Lucretia Garfield, B, Martha Jefferson, or C, Edith Roosevelt? You put Edith Roosevelt. Do you know this?
No idea.
Why would you call someone Kermit? Edith Roosevelt. However, correct answer is... what a great guess.
Thank you.
Right, so step closer to home. The chaser has put... Edith Roosevelt, which, of course, is the correct answer. Kermit? What's all that about?
Yeah, it was her middle name, apparently. Wife of Theodore.
Incredible. Here's the next question. The Queen's Diamond Jubilee will be celebrated in what year? A, 2012, B, 2015, C, 2018. You put... 2012. Same year as the Olympics, of course.
Oh, no, of course. It's, I was thinking of the accession to the throne. But it's a wedding, isn't it? So it would be 2018.
Correct answer is... absolutely.
See, you doubt yourself when you're standing here.
Absolutely. Step closer to home. The chaser has put... 2012.
Yeah, it will be on the 6th of February when she acceded to the throne.
Right.
So that's the accession day every year.
Yeah.
February 6th.
And so what, that was for the accession day was there in 1952?
That's correct. That's when, sadly, King George VI died and she was in Kenya at the time.
Of course.
When she received the news and she was crowned on the 2nd of June 1953.
Thank you very much indeed, Chaser. Here's your next question. Where was former West Indian cricketer Brian Lara born? A, Jamaica, B, Trinidad, C, Antigua. You put Jamaica.
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
I thought it was Barbados.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Trinidad. Mm, staying where we are. He's going to know this. The chaser has put. Yeah, absolutely, you knew it.
Yeah, I'm one behind you now.
Yeah, closing the gap. Right, Carol. Three rights and we're through. Let's get cracking. Here's your next question. The 2010 duet by Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow was called what? A, Blame, B, Fame, C, Shame. You put Shame. Happy with that?
Could be. I'll tell you in a minute.
Have you heard it?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Good, we're up and running. Two from home. Chaser has put... Yeah, Shame, and remains that one step behind us. Got to get away. Here's your next question. What is the name of the dog in the musical Annie? A, Sandy. B, Charlie. C, Benji. You put... Sandy.
Part guess. Part in the back of my mind.
OK. Got to be right. Correct answer is... Well played. One from home. The chaser has put... Yes, even knows his musicals.
And it was written by Harold Gray.
Ah, thank you very much for that. Right then, one more. I did say we've got to get three right on the bounce. We'll be fine. Just concentrate and focus on this last question. Here it is. Whose novel, The Rotters Club, was made into a TV drama in 2005? A, Graham Swift. B, Jonathan Coe. C, Stephen Fry. It's a tough question to get out on this. You put Steve Fry.
I've got no idea.
No, I guess, me neither. Oh, we want this to be right. For £7,000, take our total prize fund up to 19 grand. That would be nice. Mm. You've put Stephen Fry to go through with 7 grand. The correct answer is... Jonathan Coe. Ouch. Got to stay where we are. He's made some mistakes before. No, he might make another one.
He knows that.
The chaser has put... Oh, he's put Graham Swift. Whoa!
I nearly put Graham Swift as well.
Another one you've got wrong there. Right, Carol, come on. Let's get this right. Here's the next question. That was a let-off, I tell you. Which of these measurements is equal to a kilometre? A, 0.713 miles, B, 1,094 yards, or C, 5,280 feet? You put 0.713 miles. Why'd you put that?
I really don't know. I know, isn't it sort of 8 kilometres to 5 miles or something like that? And I couldn't work the others out anyway, so...
Oh, I hope you're right. Correct answer is... Come on, Carol. Oh, man!
It's me gone.
You don't know. You're staying there at the moment with £7,000. The chaser has put... It's a tough question, this. Right, with 1,094 yards. How did you work that out so quick?
Actually, it's something that I did know because there's a table which I see the conversion, which I've read in a science book. But you were very unlucky with that question.
Yeah, really.
You know, almost got home, but you played very well, Carol. But I said I was going to catch you, and I did.
You did. Well done.
Carol, I am so sorry. For you, the chase is over.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No chance to work that out, really, in that amount of time.
No, but I did know that one.
If you didn't know, yeah, you knew that one. I felt very sorry for Carol. 5 seconds is not enough time to work it out. But one thing we can work out, of course, is Richard and Sarah have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund of 12 grand. Can they take home 6 grand each? Come back and find out after the break. Welcome back. Two players, Richard and Sarah, made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund of £12,000. Now, On the buzzer and against the clock, the team must answer as many questions as they can. Each right answer, of course, taking them a step further away from the chaser. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch the team. If he does, they will go home with nothing. If he doesn't, they go home with £6,000 each. That would be great, wouldn't it?
It would absolutely be marvellous.
Yeah, wonderful. I wish you luck. All right, two of you have made it through to the final chase. You get an automatic two-step head start on our chaser. They're going to come at you thick and fast, guys, so please focus. Your time starts now. Which Minogue sister had a hit with This Is It?
Sarah. Danny Minogue.
Correct. Sherwood Forest is in what county?
Sarah. Nottinghamshire.
Correct. What company introduced the Brownie camera?
Sarah.
Pass. Kodak. Grand Duke Henri became the head of state of which duchy in 2000?
Richard.
Luxembourg.
Correct. What animal has male and female called Billy and Nanny?
Sarah.
Goat.
Correct. In 1970, who left the Supremes to go solo?
Sarah.
Diana Ross.
Correct. What was the full name of Shakespeare's wife?
Richard.
Anne Hathaway.
Correct. Dunvegan Castle on the Isle of Skye is the home of which family?
Sarah.
Pass.
The MacLeods. What's the first name of the painter Van Gogh?
Sarah.
Vincent.
Correct. How many hydrogen atoms in one water molecule?
Sarah.
Two.
Correct. A lepidopterist collects what insects?
Richard.
Flies.
Butterflies. Oh, which Archbishop of Canterbury crowned the Queen in 53?
Sarah.
Geoffrey Fisher. Tequila comes from what country?
Sarah.
Mexico.
Correct. Who wrote Mein Kampf?
Sarah.
Hitler.
Correct. What film musical features the song Toot Sweets?
Richard.
Pass.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Ronald Reagan was governor of what US state?
Sarah.
Texas.
California. What does a draper sell?
Sarah.
Hats.
Fabrics. What star sign comes first alphabetically?
Sarah.
Aries.
It's Aquarius. What's the largest city in Libya?
Richard.
Tripoli.
Correct. What was the real first name of gardener Capability Brown?
Sarah.
Pass.
Lancelot. What's 15 in Roman numerals?
Richard.
XB.
Correct. Touch judges help the referee in what sport?
Sarah.
Rugby.
Correct. Who wrote the book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Sarah.
Pass.
Hunter S. Thompson. Who played the title role in the 40s film Scott of the Antarctic? Oh, just out of time. It was John Mills, of course. Oh, 15 steps, few passes in there. How do you feel?
OK, you never know. Not sure Sean's on form today, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We shall see. Yeah. It's time to bring back the chaser. ...15 steps target.
It's still a challenging target. I take nothing for granted. You know me, Bradley.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely right. Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, I hand it to the team. They get it right, they push the chaser back one step. Let's see if 15 steps is enough. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Kilo is short for what weight?
Kilogram.
Correct. The River Somme is in what country?
France.
Correct. Who played Dr. Kildare in the 60s TV series?
Richard Chamberlain.
Correct. Who did Bobby Fischer beat to become world chess champion?
Boris Spassky.
Correct. Who had number one hits with Frozen and Vogue?
Madonna.
Correct. What shape is a spinnaker sail?
It's a triangular shape.
Correct. What US state is known by the abbreviation ID?
Idaho.
Correct. The California Perfume Company was renamed after what English river?
Avon.
Correct. How often is a leap year?
Every 4 years.
Correct. Who became Duke of York in 86?
Prince Andrew.
Correct. What film series starred Danny Glover as cop Roger Murtaugh?
Lethal Weapons.
Correct. What British airship was destroyed on October the 5th, 1930?
R101.
Correct. A heifer is a young what?
Cow.
Correct. The Maracanã Stadium is in what Brazilian city?
Rio de Janeiro.
Correct. What type of drink is Orange Pico?
It's a, is it a tea?
Correct. Wow, 15 steps in a minute. Sarah, Richard, how do you feel?
I think, to be honest, even if we'd have got more steps, he was answering those so quickly, we'd have had to get a lot of questions right for him to not catch us, so...
I mean, had a great day, and I'm just really pleased I got this far.
Well, unfortunately, we have to take the £12,000 away and tell you, Sarah and Richard, the chase is over. Chaser.
I thought the team played very, very well, all four of them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm back.
Can anyone bring down our chasers? Find out next time on The Chase. Goodbye.